Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are just joining us in the room. Welcome, Brother Nahate and Sister Petwan family. On this blessed Sabbath, May 19, 2018, this is chapter 54 entitled The Good Samaritan. We will be discussing part 2. This is lesson 254, dear ones. Our opening song to the series is entitled, Here Are My Hands. Praise the Lord. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Guide my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Guide my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open with prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us, dear Father God, especially your blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for bringing us together. I pray, Lord God, forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anywhere that we have fallen short. I pray, Lord, that you may keep our eyes focused on you, open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts, that we may receive what you appropriate out of your law. Please be with each and every one of us that are here. Please be with each and every one of us that will be with each and every one of us that will be listening over the phone at a later time. For those brethren that are sick and shut in, that are not able to be here at this time, be with them also. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, dear Father God, I pray. Please continue to be with us all. In your son's precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the dear family that are just joining us. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 30, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled The Good Samaritan in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Luke chapter 10, verse 31. Luke chapter 10, verse 31. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Luke chapter 10, verse 32. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side.
Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight aid to the blind, to set liberty them that are bruised. Luke 4:19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Hebrews 5:2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also compassed with infirmity. Thank you, Josh. Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to cover, dear ones, pages 498 through 500. We are in Desire of Ages, page 498. Bubula.
Desire of Ages, page 498. Again, Jesus refused to be drawn into controversy. He did not denounce the bigotry of those who were watching to condemn him, but by a simple story, he held up before his hearers such a picture of the outflowing of heaven-born love as touched all hearts and drew from the lawyer a confession of the truth. Desire of Ages, page 498, paragraph 4. And on the slide, it says, a picture outflowing of heaven-born love as touched all hearts.
Desire of Ages, page 498. The way to dispel darkness is to admit light. The best way to deal with error is to present truth. It is the revelation of God's love that makes manifest the deformity and sin of the heart centered in self. Desire of Ages, page 498, paragraph 5.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, and mommies and daddy, and also our guests. How did Jesus, by a simple story, refuse to be drawn into controversy or denounce the bigotry of those who were rushing to condemn him? And what is the way to dispel darkness and the best way to deal with error? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, Bubula.
He held up before his hearers such a picture of the outflowing of heaven-born love as touched all hearts and drew from the lawyer a confession of the truth, and it is to admit light and is to present truth.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn our first song together, dear ones, from the Spirit of Prophecy book entitled The Great Controversy, and it's located in page 598, paragraph 2. Taken from the scripture song singer, Encouraging Hopes.
If the first and highest duty of every rational to learn from the scriptures what is true, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to follow his example, we should day by day study the Bible diligently. Every thought and comparing scripture with scripture, with divine help we are to form our opinions for ourselves, as we are to answer for ourselves before God. Great Controversy, page 598.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear.
Desire of Ages, page 499. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped of him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by a chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Next slide, please. Continuing. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. in Luke 10:30-32. There is no imaginary scene, but natural occurrence, which was known to be exactly as represented. The priest and the Levite who had passed by on the other side were in the company that listened to Christ's words. Desire pages, page 199, paragraph 1.
Christian boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, was the story Jesus told about the man that fell among thieves imaginary? And who were the men that passed by the wounded man? And were they acquainted with his teaching? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
No, this was no imaginary. The answer is no. This was no imaginary scene, but an actual occurrence, which was known to be exactly as represented. And the priest and the Levite who had passed by on the other side were in the company listening to the Christ word.
Desire of Ages, page 499. In sojourning from Jerusalem to Jericho, the traveler had to pass through a portion of the wilderness of Judah. The road led down a wild, rocky ravine, which was infested by robbers and was often the scene of violence. It was here that the traveler was attacked, stripped of all that was valuable, wounded and bruised, and left half dead by the wayside. Next slide, please. Continuing. As he lay thus, the priest came that way, but he merely glanced toward the wounded man. Then the Levite appeared, curious to know what had happened. He stopped and looked at the sufferer. He was convicted of what he ought to do, but it was not an agreeable duty. He wished that he had not come that way, so that he need not have seen the wounded man. He persuaded himself that the case was no concern of his.
Amen. Dear sister, I hope by God's grace that you will be feeling much better. We'll be keeping you in prayer as well, Sister Christina. Question, boys and girls. What happened to the wounded man as the priest and the Levite saw that he lay bruised and left half dead by the wayside? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the priest came that way, but he merely glanced toward the wounded man. Then the Levite appeared. Curious to know what had happened, he stopped to look at the sufferer. He presented himself that the case was no concern of his.
Desire Pages, page 499. Both these men were in sacred office and professed to expound the scriptures. They were of a class specially chosen to be representatives of God to the people. They were to have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, from Hebrews 5:2, that they might lead men to understand God's great love towards humanity. Next slide, please. Continuing, the work they were called to do was the same that Jesus had described as his own when he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke 4:18 and Desire of Ages 4:99, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, were these men coming? And what do the scripture says they were to do and to lead men to do as well? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is no. These were in sacred office and professed to expound the scriptures. They were of a class specially chosen to be representatives of God to the people, and they were to have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. Hebrews 5:2. That they might lead men to understand God's great love toward humanity.
Amen. So let's learn another song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 to 3 from the King James Version.
Mm-hmm. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted,
and proclaim
liberty to the captives, and the old name of the prison to them that are bound. The acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God.
To comfort
all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them that mourn.
Pity for ashes, the old lot joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness that they might become trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted,
and proclaim
liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God.
Isaiah
chapter 61, verses 1-3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And this one was taken from the Desire of Ages Memory Verses CD, Volume 1.
The angels of heaven looked upon the destruction of God's family upon the earth, and they prepared to cooperate with men, and
relieving
oppression and suffering. God in his
providence
had brought the priest and the Levites along the road were the
wounded
suffering lay, that they might see his need of mercy and hope. All heavens watched to see if the hearts of these men would be touched with
pity
of
for
human
woe.
Next slide, please.
The Savior was the one who had instructed the Hebrews in the wilderness. From the pillar of cloud of fire, he had taught a very different lesson from that which the people were now receiving from their priests and teachers. The merciful provisions of the law extended even to the lower animals, which cannot express in words their want and suffering. Directions had been given to Moses for the children of Israel to this effect. We will continue in part 3.
Amen. Our last question, dear ones. Boys and girls, who looks upon the distress of God's family upon the earth, prepared to cooperate with man relieving oppression and suffering? And in our lessons, Were the men sent to cooperate with the angels by God's providence to the wounded man? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The angels of heaven and God in his providence had brought the priest and the Levite along the road where wounded sufferers lay, that they might see his need of mercy and help. All heaven watched to see if the hearts of these men would be touched with pity for human woe.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 7.
The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Psalm 34, verse 7.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that was taken from the scripture song singers in the section Promises. Well, dear one, we have come to the end of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the section we ask all the little ones to come very close, because it's story time and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. And this time, it's called By Preserving the Living Machinery. And we're going to find out what that is as we go along. The Bible verse says, Beloved, that's you and me, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John 2. Now, let me widen my picture here just a little bit. I can't get all the writing in. There we go. The right use of oneself is the most valuable lesson that can be learned. What is the right use of yourself? You use your words and actions to please God and help others. We are not to do brain work or think and study and stop there, or make physical exertion, that is hard work, and stop there. We are to make the best use of the various parts that compose the human machinery. Motors have many parts that work together so the car can go down the road. So, the human body has many parts that work together so we can work and play. They are the brain, bone, muscle, head, and heart. The right use of one's self includes the whole circle of obligation to oneself, to the world, and to God. What is an obligation? It is something we are supposed to do. We are supposed to do something for ourselves and for the world and for God. That was the question, I'm sorry. Are we supposed to do something for ourselves, for the world, and for God? Yes. We are to love God as ourselves and the world. That is the people who don't know God. Then use the physical powers proportionately. That's a big word for little people, but that means equally with the mental powers. Every action derives or gets its quality from the motive which prompts it. And if the motives are not high and pure and unselfish, the mind and character will never become well balanced. Now, if we do something for somebody because we think we have to, well, that does not please God. But if we do something for someone because the love of God is in our hearts, that makes God smile. Can you imagine God smiling? You are the Lord's, for he created you. You are his by redemption. Redemption means he bought something back, for he gave his life for you. Redemption can be explained this way. There's a story told of a little boy who made a toy sailboat, and one day the wind took it away and he lost it. Then later he saw his sailboat for sale in a pawn shop. Someone had found it and sold it to the pawn shop. So he bought it back, or he redeemed it. Preserve every portion of the living machinery that you may use it for God. Preserve it for Him. Preserve means to take good care of it. Your health depends upon the right use of your physical organism. If you want good health, you must take good care of your body. In other words, don't eat junk food. Do not misuse any portion of your God-given powers, physical, mental, or moral. All your habits are to be brought under the control of a mind that is itself under the control of God. If young men and women, and boys and girls, would grow up to the full stature of Christ Jesus, in other words, become like Him, they must treat themselves intelligently. Unhealthful habits of every order, now we're going to find out what the unhealthful habits are, late hours at night, late hours in bed in the morning, and rapid eating, not chewing your food well, are to be overcome. Those are bad habits. That means you stop doing those wrong things. Masticate your food thoroughly. Now, what does that big word mean, masticate? It means chew your food well. Let there be no hurried eating. Have your room well ventilated day and night, or let some fresh air in, and perform useful physical labor. Now, that doesn't mean going to the gym for exercise. Sister White says, walking is the best exercise, and working in your garden adds usefulness to your exercise. Well, you can't work in the garden without walking. By properly using your powers to their fullest extent in the most useful employment, by keeping every organ in health, by so preserving every organ that mind, sinew, in anatomy, or in our bodies.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, the Good Samaritan part two. So please have your question prepared and sent before Thursday, if possible, and before the Sabbath. Well, dear ones, if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddy, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
Father God, thank you, Savior. I hope that everybody listens to saying amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be May 26, 2018, we will continue with our part 2 review, chapter 54, the Good Samaritan part 2. I hope and pray, dear ones, that everyone was blessed. Activities has been prepared for the whole family to be able to enjoy and continue the dialogue that will help them to come about bringing questions, if it's possible, during the review. Hope and pray all of you were blessed, dear one. God bless everyone, and have a peaceful one.